A great champion of the art of popular song passed away last week. Commentator Murray Horwitz says this appreciation.
My friend Bob Lissauer died last week. If you had met him at any time during the first 70 years of his life, you would have been impressed by his accomplishments and his character. He was a Broadway producer, a music publisher, a songwriter, and one of those wonderful people who make Broadway, Broadway. Classy, intelligent, affable, funny, and always a true gentleman. And that was before he realized his crowning achievement. I used to run into Bob at the Players, the theatrical club on Gramercy Park in New York. We'd talk about mutual friends, what was going on in the theater, and what projects we were working on. In the early 80s, for Bob, that meant a preposterous proposition. "I'm cataloging all the American popular songs," he said, in those early days of home computing. I think he had a K-Pro. "I've got one of these computers, and I'm making a database of every American popular song ever written." "Sure," I said, with the monumentally labored effort not to appear dismissive that the young reserve for the old. But after a few more questions, and a few more drinks, I was a little less arrogant and a little more convinced. "Huh," I thought as I stumbled home, "I think he's serious. Every American popular song?" Sure enough, in 1991, it appeared. Lissauer's Encyclopedia of Popular Music in America, 1888 to the present, researched and written by Robert Lissauer. 1,687 pages. And, perhaps most astonishingly, it erred on the side of inclusivity. It could have easily limited things to what we might call the canon. George and Ira Gershwin, Irving Berlin, Duke Ellington, Johnny Mercer, Leo Robin, Dorothy Fields, Julie Stein, Harold Arlen, Jerome Kern, and had a valuable little reference work that might not have sold any fewer copies. But no, Bob's criterion was popularity, and he was proud of it. So here were the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, Michael Jackson's Bad, and Clint Black's Killin' Time. And it was popular music in America. So Sukiyaki, La Comparsita, and I Want to Hold Your Hand are all in Lissauer's encyclopedia, right where they belong. And he was still working on keeping the database current in 2004. The playwright Tad Mosel once said of winning the Pulitzer Prize, "It's nice to be in an annal." And for the past dozen years, thanks to Bob Lissauer's having done what nobody before him had thought to do, we've had the annals of popular song. At the age of 74, the old Broadway gentleman had made his most lasting contribution. "No matter in which part of the country we've been raised," he wrote, "songs have been a part of our lives. We're all lucky Bob Lissauer was a part of ours."
Murray Horwitz is the director of the American Film Institute's Silver Theater in Silver Spring, Maryland. Murray is listed in Lissauer's encyclopedia for the lyrics to Fats Waller's Handful of Keys. This is NPR, National Public Radio.